It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You will be aware that as of today, Monday, the 26th of July, hospitality is allowed to reopen for indoor dining and indoor drinking on one precondition. They can only allow people who are fully vaccinated or recovered from COVID-19 and their children, if they have children with them. Other than that, those who aren't vaccinated have to remain outdoors, at least for the time being. And we know that most people are getting vaccinated. We know that the vaccination rates are doing very well. In fact, in Ireland, we have one of the fastest, highest vaccination rates in the whole world. So that's all good, but a lot of people are very, very annoyed with this new regime. Now, Jeremy, what is your feeling on the whole indoor dining and whether or not, you know, people should be allowed in if they're not vaccinated? Well, they're not allowed in if they're not vaccinated.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a rant do you want from me? Because I am ready to rant.
Okay, well, give us the full 10. Give us the full 10. Yeah, the full 10. Go for it.
Okay, if you're listening at the moment, turn the volume down because there's a Jeremy rant on the way, and I'll warn you, it's not going to be pleasant. These people giving out about pubs and restaurants opening for indoor dining need to shut their mouths. They really do. They've been annoying me over the last couple of days. I hate my... What's my pet hate? Keyboard...
Warriors.
Keyboard warriors. And that's all you are. Whinging and moaning because you can't go indoors for a steak and chips. Why didn't you get the bloody vaccine then? And it would have made it...
Now, for some people, they just haven't had the opportunity yet.
You're interrupting my... Never interrupt a man's rant.
But some people haven't got the opportunity yet. Okay, it hasn't come to their age group yet. But
those aren't the people that are moaning about it, by the way. The people I've seen moaning about it are not people in the age 20 to 28 cohort who haven't had the vaccine yet. These are people in their 40s and 50s and 60s who had ample opportunity to get the vaccine. Yes, I'm talking to you listening at the moment who had ample opportunity to get the vaccine, but you decided for whatever reason that you didn't want to get it. So now you're bitching and moaning because you can't have your fillet steak and pepper sauce inside your lovely restaurant. Well, you know what? Sit out in your garden and eat it on your blanket, where you don't have to be vaccinated. You annoy me. You are pathetic. How dare you contact businesses, which you've all been doing over the last 3 days, contact businesses, threatening them. I'm going to boycott your place. I'm going to march outside your place. Boo-hoo. That's what I have to say for you. There are rules in place. The publicans in the restaurants didn't make up these rules. And by the way...
No, but one of the criticisms is that some of them are choosing to follow these rules.
That is very easy for people to say. A lot of these places haven't been open for 16 months and they don't have the resources or the ability to do outdoor dining. Supposing you own a restaurant that you cannot have tables outside. Supposing you own a pub where you can't have tables outside. Supposing you haven't been able to pay a bill for the last 16 months because you've been shut because of this virus. So now you're given a lifeline that you can open for indoors, providing you only let customers inside who are vaccinated. Well, boo-hoo to those people.
Oh, my God, you really are unhappy with this.
Oh, they've just pissed me off so much. And you know what? By the way, I just want to say, you've all been invited onto the show, by the way. They're all... bitching and moaning on our Facebook page as well. Discrimination, comparing it to Nazi Germany and stuff like that. Would you ever cop on to yourselves? We've invited you onto the show. And you know what? Typical keyboard warriors. As soon as you invite them on to try and get an...
They chicken out.
To try and get an articulate... You can't get an articulate argument out of these gobshites.
085-825-2626. Because I want to read out some posts that were sent to one particular pub. So one particular pub that we're going to be talking to in just a second has decided to reopen today. And here's one comment that was sent into them. I'm a customer of yours for years now. At this stage, we ate weekly from you since last year with lockdowns and play bingo twice a week. I love the pub, the staff and everything about it, but I am absolutely shocked that you're opening on Monday and policing these vaccine green cards. I will never step foot in that door again, order food or the numerous daily pint deliveries we got every Friday and Saturday. Discrimination of the highest order. That's what one message said. Another one says, any pub or restaurant who implement government dictatorship circus jab rules will be named and shamed. All should be boycotted. And another message that this particular premises received was, stop playing the victim. You're trying to justify against discriminating against people in your own community. You're stabbing your own customers in the back for the price of a pint. Shame on you. You're an enabler. You could join the hundreds of businesses who have a backbone, but you make a bleeding heart video. And one more, if they did this to gays or Asians or blacks, there'd be uproar. No one who enforces this will get my business. This is Nazi Ireland. Oh. And they are just some of the comments that have appeared on the Facebook page.
I'm so angry. You're really comparing what these businesses are doing to Nazi Germany, where the Jews were persecuted.
Yeah, that's
where
what they are
these,
doing.
Where do these knuckle-dragging, gobshite, brain-dead morons get off with their abuse that they're giving these businesses? It's easy for them to say, it's easy for Derek to say, sitting in his house, to post comments on those Facebook pages when he's back in work and he hasn't had his shutters down for the last 16 months. Isn't it, though?
Absolutely.
Lovely to be on that high horse, isn't it?
Those comments that I read out appeared on the Facebook page of a bar in North County Dublin called the Balgriffin Inn. And Shane from the Balgriffin Inn over the weekend put up a video explaining how they don't like the rules, but they have to abide by the rules or they can't open. And Shane joins us on Opinions Matter. Shane, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Adrian, Jeremy.
Now, Shane, tell me why. You posted a video over the weekend explaining how the Balgriffin Inn is going to reopen. Why did you decide to post that video?
Okay, Adrian, thanks very much for having me on. I suppose, look, this all started, I think, around about Thursday. And, you know, we've had the staff in for the last couple of weeks with all sorts of forced aid, hassle, all sorts of training, get everybody back together. And we met staff regularly to see how they feel about the whole situation of coming back. And we met, I suppose we met on Saturday morning for our final staff meet. But in the meantime, we're very excited. We got together and put our new menu together, a new lunch menu, dinner menu, the whole lot. And we, you know, quite excited, a bit of trepidation. Friday evening, we posted up saying, listen, guys, can't wait to reopen after a long time off. Here's our new menu, and please be patient with the staff. We work in difficult circumstances. Mm. Can't wait to see everybody. And we said, right, great, first step of getting back. So between Friday evening when that was posted and between then and when, say, we had the staff meeting, when I posted that video on 1 o'clock on Saturday, I mean, from the minute it was posted, lying in bed all night with the phone pinging, waking up, and all we were getting was messages of just abuse, the only way to describe it, you know.
I read out some of them just a minute ago, Shane, that you kindly sent on to us. You know, Nazis, you know, all sorts of different abuse. There was one I didn't read out which said, Nazism enforcing medical tyranny. You'll be closed down again by October in the next lockdown. Boycott. So people are asking for you to be boycotted because you chose to open.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, like I say, we had the staff meeting around about 12 o'clock and we sat and talked for an hour. And it was important to get the views of the staff to see how they were feeling coming back. And a lot of them were straight away saying, oh, I've had friends on to me saying that they're not really going to do that. You're not going to stop us coming in. All this kind of stuff, you know, which you expect. That's standard kind of stuff. And then in the space of the meeting, the phone was off for an hour during the meeting, turned it back on, and it just got worse and worse. People are going back on every post you put up over the last 6 or 8 weeks and just boycott, what a kip, disgraceful, never spend a penny, you've lost a customer. You know, all this kind of stuff. And it came to the stage, you know, that I just had enough. You know, I'd lost a night's sleep over on Friday night. And it just got to the stage I had enough. So I just locked myself away in the bar for a few minutes. I made that video. It wasn't scripted. It wasn't planned. It was nothing like that. I just felt that if I don't stop this, if I don't get out ahead of it more so, that this is going to snowball. And once it snowballs with the wrong people on the internet, as I'm sure you're more aware than anybody, once the trolls get a hold and it snowballs that way,
okay, so, in your video, which was seen very widely over the weekend, you explained how you decided to reopen, how you're not in favour of the regulations that are imposed, but you're doing it regardless. You hope it won't last forever. And basically, please leave us alone.
Basically, that was the idea of it. Yeah, it just got to the stage where, you know, and I know we weren't the only pub, but I was actually afraid to advertise over the weekend. It came to the stage that come Saturday afternoon, you know, they say we have a new outdoor area just finished today. We have loads of exciting new things on the menu. And I was sitting in the bar just before I shot that video saying, right, this goes one of two ways. I either just quietly open and just kind of accept that all this abuse and the dog's abuse is coming in. Or I say, you know what, enough is enough. You know, it's the equivalent of you know, I have a 5-year-old son, and it'd be the equivalent of saying to him, listen, don't accept bullying. Speak out against it, you know. So I'll be honest, I posted a video. I went back in, we were doing cocktail training for a half an hour. And I kind of thought, this is going to go one of two ways. I'm either going to get support, or I've just exposed myself even to even more abuse. But I felt it was worth the risk. I couldn't take any more.
Which happened? Did you get support, or were you exposed to more abuse?
No, agent, I have to be honest with you. The overwhelming support that we got from people has been, you know, emotional is not an understatement of it. As the message started to come in from people in our own situation, you know, people from other pubs around, straight away ringing saying, listen, this is the thing that nobody is saying. Oh my God, we're getting that as well.
And what's interesting, Shane, is I had a couple of conversations with a couple of publicans from Dublin City over the weekend. I wanted to kind of highlight that some of the so-called wet pubs in Dublin haven't been open since March last year. Now, I know you serve food, so you've probably been open a little bit here and there, but the wet pubs, I was very conscious, have not been open since last March
since
Dublin.
Since the 14th of March, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah,
and I thought... In my naivety, I thought today was going to be a really good day to highlight some of the pubs that have reopened for the first time since last March, okay? And here's the thing. Yep. Not one of them, and I spent all of Saturday afternoon ringing around loads of different places, not one of them would talk publicly about reopening. And the reason that they wouldn't talk publicly about reopening is because of all the trolling that they've been getting. And I really wanted to highlight a good story of places reopening, and not one of them, and I spoke to a number of them on Saturday, one of them would talk to us.
Can I just say something to both of you? First of all, to you, Shane, and then to you, Adrian. Shane, your biggest mistake thus far is worrying what these absolute idiots think, because I can tell you this now. These keyboard warriors, trolls, half of them, I saw some of the comments, you wouldn't want them on your premises. Nobody would want these people on your premises.
Absolutely not.
These aren't the type of people you want drinking in your bar. Half of them probably don't even know where your place is. They're probably not even from Dublin. Do not, they represent such a small minority. This group that just get angry over everything. We saw it last year when Keelings brought people over to pick the fruit, and there was a huge uproar. Everybody was saying, I'll never buy Keelings fruit, I'll never buy Keelings fruit. Well, let me tell you this, anytime I go into Dunn's to get a punnet of strawberries lately, you can't find a Keelings punnet. So, you know, outrage lasts for about 24 hours and then it's gone. You are not the problem here, Shane. You were trying to run a business, you have bills to pay, you have family to feed, you have everything.
Okay, but let me ask you, Shane, why did you decide to reopen today?
Well, to be honest, Adrian, you know, and of course I touched on it in the video, we have no alternative. So just to give a bit of background, I'm 33 now. I started working in the pub at 14, collecting glasses at a lounge bite. I went full time at 18. I was a manager of a pub at 24, and I took a lease on a pub then at 27. I went out on my own Hill 16 pub in Garden Street. It's been 3 great years there. And I came out here July, 2 years ago, tomorrow, since I opened this pub. So, and I suppose this is, I'm glad you asked me that question, because it touches on a lot of the comments we've got over the last couple of days of, is no such thing as a poor public, and she sat back and took their money anyway, and, you know, you have no right to speak now because you took, you got paid a fortune to keep clothes and all this kind of stuff. Make no mistake, Adrian, you know, we're in a position, like I say, between chefs, floor staff and bar staff, we hire 12 full-time and 8 part-time staff. And if we did not open today, and I touched on the CRSS scheme, you know, that if I didn't open today, that ends. So that ends today. And if you do open, you get, I think it's a triple week or something like that now. And then that's it. It's a cliff edge and you're gone. So everybody, so there's no support payment.
Okay, but in a couple of minutes, I'm going to be talking to another a restaurant owner, in fact, a bar and restaurant owner who decided not to reopen for indoor dining today because he feels it's a form of discrimination and it's also expensive. He has to have staff at each of the doors to his premises and all of that. So there are a number of premises that have decided not to. How are you with outdoor dining? Have you much space outdoors?
Well, I've had none, and up until 7:30 this morning, I had none at all. But to be fair, the landlord contacted me over the weekend. You know, I have a long lease on the pub, and he contacted me after seeing it and was able to work out and negotiate an area at the side. So I managed to get outdoor seating for about 25 people from this morning. We only opened at 1 o'clock. which, you know, which is positive, and we've had a very, very positive, a busy morning with it, and everybody on board, which is great. But so to answer your first question, why am I open this morning? I can't afford to stay closed out. And that's the simplicity of it. The staff here, you know, I'm not this rich third generation publican with loads of money behind. Everything I have is invested in this business. It's as simple as that. Even when we've been closed, I've invested. We've got the floors done. We put new seat in, put a cocktail bar in. You know, excited, so excited about reopening today and today being the date. We've had a couple of false starts. And for your excitement, you know, to be met.
Yeah, with the sort of abuse that you've received.
And sorry, by the way, Shane, yeah. Even to ask that question, I don't think is an appropriate question to ask. You do not have to answer to anybody as to why you're open today. It's not a fair question to even ask because, well it's not. You're a business that has to run. And in order to get money in the doors, you have to be open. So don't explain yourself to anybody as to why you're open today. Would you agree?
100%. But but when you have your social media channels, his Facebook page has been trolled. I read some of the stuff that's been said to Shane.
We've been trolled since the day we set up a Facebook page.
We don't run a pub. Do you know what I mean?
We don't run a pub, but we still rely on people to listen to us. So, you know,
Sorry, some of the comments and messages, you know, it was like, well, no bouncer is going to stop me, or there's going to be plenty of black eyes given, all this kind of stuff. That gives you that kind of, you say fair, you know, in your heart and soul, the main part is keyboard warriors, but you're looking saying, well, what are we actually facing into here? And for half the reason of putting the video out there was to see, is that the feeling out there? You know, and thankfully it's
I get the feeling it's not, but we all have to remember that there is a very sizable amount of people, over 2,000 people marched in Dublin City Centre on Saturday afternoon. They're not happy with these COVID surge. They're not happy with the vaccine. They're not happy that they can't go for a pint.
I get that.
They are a very very vocal minority.
They're vocal. They make a lot of noise, but most of it is nonsense. They can still go for a drink. They can go to a beer garden, so they need to calm their jets. Here's the one thing that myself and Adrian have always learned about keyboard warriors, Shane, and this is as true as God, and it's a very simple thing that I want you to plant in your head. Never read the comments. And that is that.
It's very difficult not to. It's very, very difficult.
You do that,
Shane. I want to play a message that's just come into us, and I want to get your reaction to this, if you can bear with me for 1 second.
Of course.
This is from Debbie.
Hi, how you doing, guys? Personally, I will not be giving my money to any business who promotes this, who discriminates against the unvaccinated. There's no way I'm going to take a jab just to go out and have a meal, have a few drinks. No way. It's not right. Even if you're pro-vax, it's just, you cannot think that that's right, because it isn't. You're discriminating against a whole group of people. And it's absolutely not right. It's like discriminating against black people, gay people, trans people. And it's great to see the crowds coming out now and standing up for all this. The rallies, there's a huge turnout now in comparison to last year or a few months back. And of course, that doesn't get a lot of coverage, but it should get more coverage. And no, absolutely not. I will not take a jab to dine in a restaurant. Cheers. Have a good afternoon.
Now, Shane, what's your reaction to that? That this is, you know, you are enforcing discrimination against customers.
To be honest, you know, and I've said it all along, people are entitled to their opinion. They're absolutely entitled to their opinion. And that girl is her absolute choice to do that. And my biggest issue is people sending abuse and calling and boycott the business and things like that. If that is your view, like I said in the video, don't come down. Absolutely fine. You know, wait until you're happy, or if you never come again, that's fine. But, you know, don't use it as a platform. People seem to, at the moment, wait for something to happen to be outraged by, and just use it as a platform to abuse people and to run people down. So if that girl, if she's happy sitting outside wherever she drinks or wherever she eats, absolutely fine. We're not standing up there crying, saying, oh, we're not going to be able to survive without people. You know, everyone's personal choice, and that's all we're looking for. We did a big referendum a couple of years ago about pro-choice, and this is it. My choice today is to open my business. It's as simple as that. And anybody who wants to support it, and thankfully there's loads and loads that want it, are more than welcome. And anybody that doesn't is welcome if and when they feel like it. We're not, you know, we have people onto us today saying, I'm not vaccinated, am I allowed to sit outside in your new outdoor area? Mm. Of course you are, absolutely, you know, because they got the impression of all these people calling for a boycott that we've come out and said, if you're not vaccinated, we don't want your business, you know. And it's the misinformation, and it's the way that these things are put out online. that the real threat to business is out there. You know, if everyone's just, you know, and it's probably not nice to say, but if everyone just minded their own business, if they stayed in their own alley, and whatever you believe, absolutely believe it. But like I said in the video, we're not the legislators. We're not the bad guys here. I'm a person trying with two young kids at home, a mortgage on a house, a lease on a pub, that if I don't open today, I won't be open again.
You're in big trouble. Okay,
it's as simple as that.
Stay there for 1 second, Shane. We'd like to get you involved in this conversation. You can WhatsApp us 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. Breda, good afternoon and welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hi, Adrian. Thanks for having me.
You're
first
annoyed.
All, before I can, yes, I'm very annoyed. And first of all, I'd like to begin the conversation by saying that well done to every restaurant here listening to the show right now who have refused to open their premises for indoor dining today. So big boo of us, because that's very commendable. Very, very commendable
for a company to decide not to reopen.
Very commendable. I mean, these people are standing in solidarity with the rest of us who are being absolutely discriminated against. And it's completely unfair. I mean, we're being treated like lepers. I mean, what was the tagline at the start of all this? It was, we're all in this together. No, we are very much not all in this together. Not at all.
Okay, now, we were talking with Shane from the Balgriffin Inn.
Put away the violin. Seriously, put it away. Nobody's falling for your soiled story. You have outdoor dining and you're perfectly fine up until now. Another three.
Well, in fairness, he didn't have outdoor dining until 1 o'clock today. So he was faced with having no business today. So he decided to reopen. And, well, you know, other places, I thought today was going to be a big day because I thought some of the wet pubs in Dublin were opening for the first time and very few of them even want to speak about it because of the sort of trolling that they're getting. It's not fair.
I absolutely understand why they wouldn't want to speak about it. If I were a business owner, a restaurant owner, I would be embarrassed to be such a turncoat to the people who have kept my business going before these hard times kicked in, and then to the people who are supposedly going to keep me going in the future. It's an absolute knife.
Okay,
in the back.
You've just
for the mob mentality, Adrian. You read out the messages. I heard you. I watched you on my daughter's Facebook page. You read out the messages that were sent into this man's business. And I am not usually one for mob mentality at all, but, you know, this is what people have been pushed to, and I can absolutely understand. And why are you so
opinionated on this? Have you gotten the vaccine?
I have not gotten the vaccine, and not for medical reason. Not really that it's any of your business. The reason that I've not gotten the vaccine is because there's not enough research done on it long-term to realise, if there are any, the side effects. How do we know that years down the line these vaccines might not cause?
Okay, so that's a choice that you have made, and, you know, you're entitled to make that choice. We don't have mandatory vaccine here in Ireland, so it's completely down to you as to whether you get it or not. But your point is that
I should be treated like a leper because I decide to make that decision about my own body.
Okay, but let me throw that back to you. And I know you didn't make these rules. What about people saying that this is discrimination against somebody who may choose for whatever reason not to get vaccinated?
Yeah, well, I disagree. That's discrimination for a start. Can I just ask that lady there, does she own the restaurant? Is that what you said? She owns a restaurant?
No, I'm not a restaurant owner, no.
You're not a restaurant owner? No. Are you a business owner?
My husband's a business owner. I don't.
Your husband's a business owner?
Yes.
You don't partake. Okay, and your husband's business open at the moment?
It is, and luckily we were able to keep going during COVID, but that's beside the point. We wouldn't discriminate against people regardless of what
It's actually very close to the point, to be honest with you, because I'm sure you haven't seen the hardship of having to be closed
Excuse me, before you start going making assumptions there, Shane, I actually have family members who have suffered, who have been made redundant as a result of COVID-19, so I understand completely how they feel. And
brilliant.
You know, they still, and absolutely brilliant. And I can tell you now, categorically tell you now, that they still would say no to discrimination and segregation. Since when is it okay to discriminate against a certain amount of people? And there is also, Adrian, as you said previously, the small group of people who have not yet had the chance to be fully vaccinated, through no fault of their own.
Okay,
but I mentioned
while ago, two-thirds of the adult population are now fully vaccinated. So we've the final third still to go.
And what about people like me who don't want to put that into my body?
That's your choice.
Yes.
Could I just ask a question to that lady? She interrupted me there.
You had your time.
Yeah, well, I say...
Your sob story.
For half an hour, I let you. So
Listen, if we are not in North Korea, okay, with Kim Jong-un, we don't have
North Korea,
to our bodies. Yes, because this is what this is like. It's like North Korea at this stage. I mean, you need to have this. I don't know what's in this vaccine. This vaccine is out how long? This was, let's be honest here as well, Shane. This vaccine was rushed out and being produced and distributed globally.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening now at Sleep Outfitters. This is your chance to save big with up to 65% off mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. These limited-time warehouse clearance deals won't last, and with our lifetime price guarantee, you can rest assured you're getting the best deal. The semi-annual warehouse clearance event, only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com to find a store near you.
This virus is only not even 2 years old, and all of a sudden this vaccine that is so safe to take, they're going on the basis of what, a year of knowledge, if even? No, I don't.
Again, Breda, that is your choice, and
I'd say their year of knowledge, Breda, is a lot better than your Facebook or YouTube knowledge, wherever you got yours. Well, can I just ask you a question, seeing as you wouldn't let me speak there?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. I have 20 staff employed in the pub at the moment. Now, if I did not reopen my door today, them 20 staff would be out of work. Full stop. That's the choice, right? So whether I agree with vaccines or all that, I really don't care that much about the whole conversation. The conversation I have, it's just a very black and white today conversation. I either open the doors today and do my very best to provide a safe environment for as long as I need to, or I let them 20 staff go and to hell with their families or whatever else. So a straight, honest question. If we broke it down off our horses for a second and answer me a straight question. In my situation, what would you do?
In your situation, I would not succumb to this new regime, these ridiculous rules. I wouldn't. I would stand up for the people.
So you let the 20 staff go. Is that what you're saying? You put them on the social welfare?
Well,
it's black and white.
Breda, it is a very black and white question.
It's black and white questions. Yes or no? In my shoes, what would you do?
Okay, the wet pumps. The pumps that don't have an opportunity to do indoor dining, I can understand that maybe a little bit more. But yourself, you have an outdoor dining facility there, so why don't you just focus on that and not be such a turncoat on to your clients? I mean, it's not pretty terrible.
So I have four picnic benches outside, and that's going to sustain 20 staff.
Buy another picnic bench, Brian. Buy another picnic bench.
There's no more room, unfortunately.
Breda, the fact of the matter is that here is a business that is reopening. As a matter of interest, Shane, how has the reopening been going?
We've had a hugely positive start, absolutely hugely positive start. We've been busy indoor and outdoor all morning. People delighted. We had people come in with good luck balloons. We've had messages from all over the country, from America, from abroad, people wishing us well and thanking us for standing up and speaking on behalf of the trade. So it's been so positive. We haven't had one negative thing in-house this morning.
Well, that's fantastic.
And I'm delighted. And long may it last. Absolutely long may it last.
And no. I'll pop in for a pint on my way home. I have my vaccine pass.
Absolutely, more than welcome. Don't forget to bring your ID as well.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Shane, I really appreciate you talking to us. And I know that the feedback has been very positive generally since you released that video over the weekend.
That's the last point I want to make, Adrian. To people who supported it, I just want to say a massive heartfelt thank you to everybody. That they're in the vast, vast majority. You know, and thanks very much to everybody who's been in touch with Positive Work.
Okay, Shane from the Bal Griffin Inn, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Opinions Matter and the very best of luck going forward. I want to talk to another bar owner who, by contrast, has decided not to reopen for indoor dining today. His name is Philip Foster, and he runs a bar and restaurant called The Snail Box, which is between Ashburn and Slane on the N2. It's at Kilmoon Cross. And much to my surprise, I found out over the weekend that he decided not to reopen for indoor dining. I spoke to him a little bit earlier on, and he explained why they've decided not to reopen.
We're a very, very family-orientated restaurant. And we have lots and lots of clients staying with grandparents and great-grandparents. And then having to separate young adults that's not vaccinated, and the grandparents can come in, and the young kids have to stay outside. It's unworkable. Plus, as well as that, we would need about four extra key personnel here to man all the doors if we leave the doors open. And it doesn't make sense. We couldn't afford to do another one. Then you're putting people outside to eat, and the people inside, then they have to use the same toilet. That doesn't make sense. Logic doesn't come into it in that respect. So we decided, just for starting off, we leave well enough alone. Please God, the weather is good, but we have a sheltered area and we manage it for the moment.
Now, your restaurant itself has a very large capacity. You successfully opened last year in the run-up to Christmas. Will business suffer as a result of not reopening?
I don't think so, Adrian, because the wording getting from lots of our customers, even speaking to them yesterday, and Sunday will be one of our busiest days of families. But they're delighted now that we're still staying outside because they feel a bit safer, number one. And they don't want to be putting their young people at risk. Plus, my staff are wondering, they're happy going in and out, going in and out, going in and out. And we've lots of young college students, we've lots of leaving there, kids that finished their school, teenagers that all their first jobs, they're all a bit worried. So leave well enough alone, just for the moment.
Now, we've been speaking to other companies that have decided to reopen, but have gotten an awful lot of public backlash for that decision. Were you finding any public backlash?
None whatsoever, AJ, none at all. I've been getting more support from the public, more than anything else, and it's not a stand against this or a stand against that. I'm actually thinking of the public, and, I know you're aware, what I said to you a minute ago about the grandparents, I had a grandmother here yesterday and she hadn't seen her grandchildren in a year and a half that they came home from abroad. And to look at the lady with tears coming down her eyes, hugging her grandkids, that does your heart good to see that going on. That's where we be coming from. That poor lady and the grandparents, the poor grand, they seen the kids running to the grandfather yesterday. They came back from, they were over living in Dubai, so they come home eventually with all their passes. To see their grandparents, that's your heart good to see that. You know what I mean? In a safe environment.
And your argument, obviously, is that if you were to reopen for indoor dining, a party like that might have to be split up.
Well, they wouldn't have to be split up. But it's very hard dealing with the public, Aidan. I'm sure you're well aware of it. I want to sit inside. Why can't they come in? Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? And we're not police people. You know what I mean? It doesn't just... I can't understand the logic of it. We opened last Christmas. We have a big capacity in our restaurant, as you know. But we had less capacity. We spread everyone out. We were very strict on our times, the contact tracing details. We had thousands of numbers. If we could use it for marketing, it would be brilliant. Because nobody ever came near me ever since. Good luck for them. I could go on about lots of stuff. I could go to Cork or Kerry today on the train, Adrian, and sit in the train for 3.5 hours. But I can't go into a restaurant for an hour and a half or 2 hours to have something with my family. So I don't get it. You know what I mean?
How long do you think this is going to continue? How long do you think, these certs and all of that are going to be required?
Well, I think, Adrian, they will be required till we get most of our population vaccinated. And the sooner we have them done, the better, and they will be more comfortable, and then everyone else will be more comfortable. This is all new to everybody. And then we have a proper device of scanning people's stuff and checking people's, and people will get used to doing it. When we go on a plane, you show your passport, you show your boarding card, you go on. I think it'll probably be, I'd say September, if we're lucky. That's will be, because we're nearly in August now, so next couple of weeks we get most of the kids vaccinated, the young teenage kids vaccinated, and that will be most of there now, because people are back travelling now.
All right, Philip Foster from The Snail Box, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on Opinions Matter.
You're very welcome, Adrian. Talk to you again. Thanks very much.
Do you fully support bars and restaurants who have decided to reopen today for indoor service for people who are vaccinated? Or do you think that in a show of solidarity with society, they should have remained closed? That's really what we're asking you. 085-825-2626.
Address a text that just came in there on Facebook, because imagine if a business decided to stop somebody at the door because they were LGBT or black, there would be war. Okay, can I say something to that Aegis that sent that in? Okay, you don't choose to be black or LGBT. You do choose whether or not you're going to get the vaccine or not. And to compare the two is absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe people are actually comparing that.
Kira, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm grand, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kira. What did you want to say on this?
Is Shane gone there, is he?
He is, yeah.
All right, I want to wish him the best of luck today and I hope it goes well for him. And the snail box is a lovely spot as well. It's not too far from me.
But you could hear quite clearly, one decided to open today and the other decided to remain outdoors in the snail box. A complete contrast.
Yeah, true.
And you heard the reasons from the snail box. They don't want to have to police this. It's too messy. They just couldn't be bothered, basically.
Yeah, because they know the amount of grief they're going to get, like Shane online.
You
can't win with this one, really, can you?
Do you support the premises that have decided today to reopen and therefore enforce the regulations that have been put on them?
It's not absolutely ideal. Like, nobody wants it, but it has to be done. So, yeah, I do.
And you, will you go out?
Not yet, because I'm not fully vaccinated yet. I'm waiting on one more.
Okay. And does
I actually got a takeaway from the Paddock's pub, which I've spoken about before, I know. I got a takeaway dinner from there last night.
Okay, does it bother you then that as of today and for the next couple of weeks until you are fully vaccinated, does it bother you that you can't go indoors to dine?
I'm not going to lose sleep over it. It's the one thing I miss doing. I'd love to bring my kids out for like a nice meal or something, and we have a gorgeous coffee shop near us. Okay, we can get a takeaway, but I'm dying to have a sit-in in there because the food is fantastic.
Okay, you're prepared to wait a couple more weeks before that happens?
Absolutely. We've waited this long. Yeah, like, what's the big deal?
Okay, but let me go back to Breda for a second. And Breda, she's saying, look, it's no big deal. She'd like to go out, but she'll wait a couple of weeks until she's vaccinated. No big deal.
Excuse me, I think that lady is actually a little bit slow. I don't think she understands where I'm coming from. What I'm trying to say is this isn't just about the actual sitting down and having a meal. We'd all like to do that. This isn't about the meal or the sitting inside. This is about the discrimination. It would be the same if shops started doing it. I'd feel exactly the same. It's just my anger is directed towards the restaurateurs because these are the people who are refusing the unvaccinated. I mean, what's next? Should we have to carry a bell before we come into villages and give them a little ring to let people know we're coming? I mean, this is beyond crazy. 2021, and restaurants are telling people that they cannot enter premises unless they have a vaccine that has been rushed in distribution and production globally.
Well, if you don't get the vaccine, you're not coming in. End of. Get the bloody vaccine.
But isn't
I shouldn't be forced.
That's what
I
was about
vaccine.
To say.
You're not being forced. Just sit at home.
No. No, it is a form of discrimination.
It's giving people no option.
Some people choose not to get childhood vaccines. You don't see somebody standing at the door of a bar saying, did you have your vaccines when you were a baby? If you didn't, you can't come in.
Yet, don't get me started on that one.
No, but the point yeah, the no, point no, the point stands. Second, the point stands.
Agent. If you want to go to the far east on holidays, yeah, there are many countries that you need a vaccine before you get on a plane.
Oh, Jenna, do not even.
Yeah, but it is the same, Breda.
No, exactly
Breda,
right.
Stay quiet for a second, Breda. No. Let me ask you a question.
Shut your mouth, because you know nothing that you're talking about.
That's an
absolute ridiculous comparison.
Don't speak to him like that. You go to Thailand, Marcia.
Let me ask you a question, Breed. If you can shut your cake hole for a second, please. Thank you. Let me ask you a question. If you were traveling to Thailand this summer, on holidays with your partner, Breeda, yep.
Yes.
Yep. And you booked the tickets. You went in and booked the tickets in the travel agents.
I'm going to stop you right there. I know where you're going with this, and I know I'd have to get a vaccine.
Yeah, you would.
But you know what?
No, but would you stand outside? Hang on a second. Would you stand outside the travel company with your little stupid sign? Would you?
No, because
it's not really a good comparison.
Yes, it is.
It's not. And I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why it's not a good comparison.
These vaccines are around a lot
if you're
longer.
Not happy with, okay, if you're not happy with that argument, let me give you another argument then. Back in, 2004, when the no smoking ban came into pubs, did you stand outside the pubs with your little sign again saying it's discrimination against smokers?
No, because it suited your agenda. On the mention of signs, I'm going to proudly say that I have my sign ready, and me and a group of the local women are going down to the local tonight. We have decided to reopen, we found out last night. and we are going to have a protest outside.
What does your little sign say?
No discrimination, no segregation. Simple and to the point.
No discrimination, no segregation.
I'm sorry, where are you going with this sign tonight?
I'm going somewhere in North Dublin. I don't think that really matters, but it's in North Dublin. It's not far from where Adrian is.
Oh, there you go. Adrian's just trying to get your local shut down. There you go.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, both of you, for your calls. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. If you want to throw your tuppence worth into this.
Hi, guys. Sinead here. Sorry, I'm just awake after night duty. Easy knowing all these people getting on that won't support businesses for this, that or the other reason. They don't have their own businesses and they're not dependent on customer service to bring in a wage so they can support their own families. Clearly, they're obviously paid by someone else. You have to look at the other person's story, see what their situation is before you can actually comment.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. This is Matthew.
She'd really want to get like her facts straight before like coming on and sprouting shite like that. Like, if she doesn't know how like the vaccine process works, then she shouldn't be talking about it. If she knows, then she should know that vaccines get put in a list and then they get done from the top down until we had a worldwide pandemic, and then it all got pushed to the top of the list, and that's what they focused on. Simple as.
All right, Matthew, thank you very much indeed. Now, where am I going to? Aaron, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Aaron?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
I just want to say I have no sympathy for that woman. She's coming on and saying for saying hopes, boycotting, she's going to her local. I have no sympathy. She's losing out on her own indoor due to her own choices. She's getting annoyed and angry at businesses for something she chose not to take, which is perfectly her own entitlement. But it's a bit kind of...
You see, we have said all along it's perfectly, you're well within your rights not to take the vaccine if you don't want to, okay? But now, yeah. The law and the regulations are saying, but if you don't get it, tough, this is what you're going to suffer.
It's only temporary. Last I seen it was only till October. That's, 3 months, roughly? August, September, October. It's only 3 months. Well, it gives the government the opportunity to get the hospitality industry's leg up, and it gives the government the chance to get more vaccines out between now and October to protect more of the population.
Okay, so do you see you do see this as a temporary measure that in 3 months' time we'll no longer have to produce a vaccine cert?
I hope so. I hope it'll only be temporary with the Delta variant. Don't be being as aggressive as it is. I hope it will only be temporary, yeah.
And do you support businesses who made the choice today to reopen?
I won't lie to you, Jeremy, or Adrian, sorry, I won't lie to you. I didn't know up until this morning when I got up for work and I was looking at Shane's video actually on Facebook. I seen it this morning. And up until then, I didn't actually support it until I seen that and seen the other side of it, the other perspective on him and his 20 staff. His mortgage, his kids, but now after seeing that, 110% I would support. They have to make a livelihood.
All right, very good. Thanks very much indeed, Aaron. 085-825-2626. Let's bring in Neil.
How are we, lads? Happy Monday. Yeah, it's all a bit mad, isn't it? Obviously, hopefully, this is all short term in terms of vaccinations. I think, first of all, we need the pubs and the restaurants to be making money. That's the key. And the only way to do that is to get people in there. Look, if any of us catch COVID while we're in the boozer, the first thing we're going to do is sue the boozer. That's the way we are. There are people comparing. They're saying, what if they put up no LGBT, no people of colour or whatever on their... And that's what this is. No, it's not. People are choosing. It's a choice. Freedom of choice is still there. You are in control of your choice. If you choose not to get the vaccination, there are consequences. You won't be able to do everything. It's very simple. If you choose to do it, then grand. But your freedom of choice is still there. The world is not out to get you. If you are a grown-up, you will be treated as a grown-up. If we are not grown-ups, we won't be treated as grown-ups. It's very tiring for a Monday. Have a good one.
Thank you very much indeed, Neil.
Is he right, though, isn't he?
Yeah, it is.
When it comes down to, and I'm going to say this again to everybody who's listening at the moment, those people who get really, really angry about this, yeah, are a small minority of people. The rest of us just go about our daily business and get on.
But mind you, the rest of us are sheep, is what you'll be told.
But they're sheep as well, because none of them are getting the vaccine, because they're following whoever they're following. So, you know, sheep on both sides of the pen, if you will. But to the people who are getting worked up over it, they're literally getting worked up over most of the people. And I've seen most of the comments online in the last 24 hours from people who are giving out about no to vaccine certs. How dare that restaurant stop us going in? They don't go away. They go eating for Eddie Rockets once a month. They don't go fine dining. You know what I mean? So you're not losing their business.
Let's bring in Hazel.
The only reason that the businesses don't want unvaccinated people congregating together is, the simple reason is, the vaccine helps protect you from getting severely sick from COVID-19, and our Irish health system just cannot deal with a massive influx of people requiring hospitalisation. It's nothing to do with discrimination or anything like it. That's the main reason.
All right, Hazel. Angela.
Hi, Adrian. I really don't feel that it's up to business owners to protest on behalf of people who don't want to get the vaccine. I think it's their people, you know, the people who don't want to get the vaccine should do that themselves.
All right, and one final message from Tracy.
I just wanted to send a voice note just to wish them all very well today. Wish them loads of luck, all the pubs and restaurants that are opening up for the indoor dining. And, like, as far as the ones going against it, like, it's not ideal, the situation. It isn't ideal. But, I mean, if they're loyal customers, you know, they should understand the situation that their publicans are being put in, you know, and just accept it, like, for what it is until there's a change. Like, I mean, and then you have the likes of Breed on there, arranged little protest, and, you know, like, it just counteracts the whole thing. They're in there, they're protesting, they're spitting, they're shouting all over each other. They won't wear masks because, sure, they don't work, according to all them. So they're just spreading the damn virus. So what's, like, just stop. Like, it's just gone ridiculous at this stage. But as I said, it's not ideal, but I'm delighted for them. They've been closed for so long. Their staff, they're like, they've lost so much money. They're like, the rents, I mean, as well, like, different pubs in different areas, like outside Dublin, the rents are probably not as dear. They probably can afford not to open up the indoor dining, but then you've Dublin rent and stuff is so much higher, so they can't. But I forget that man's name that you had on today about opening up his pub. Well done, wish him all the best, and hopefully we'll all get back in dining together, but sure, none of us will be talking to each other anyway. Okay, thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Shane from the Balgriffin Inn is who he was, Tracy, that we were talking to
Jesus,
just a while ago.
You do anything for a free pint, wouldn't you? How much is a pint nowadays? Are you really?
Let you know on the way home.
Are you really that hard up that you need to blag free pints?
Okay, one final one from Angela.
Hi guys, Angela here. Firstly, can I just say, Jesus Christ, Breda, she wrecks my head. You know, how dare she speak to you like that, Jeremy. Second of all, listen, it is what it is. The rules are rules. That's what they're there for, is to follow them. A lot of businesses want people's support and need people's support. Go out and get vaccinated. Go inside and eat. That's all it is. End of. You know, they've been closed for long enough, so why should they get lambasted for opening up and trying to get their businesses back running and get people back employed? Get people back out to work. So the best of luck to every pub and restaurant tonight that's opening indoors. You have my support.
Yep.
All right, Angela. Thanks very much indeed.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.